AXNN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. That's the shortcut. Now, by the way, it's coming up to Sunday Slam. Sunday Slam, you can call in. You can, call in, you can get on email, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And I do have to tell you, I have not checked that channel yet. I know some people are emailing me because I'm getting a little beepers, but I have not checked that email this morning. I got in late, and I slept in a little bit, so I just didn't get all that in. But I'm ready, I'm all prepped up, except for that part, so... In fairness and everything else, I haven't checked that, a21r.com. I will at the break, though, to see what's going on. Anyway, so you email there, and those of you in New York, I know you were listening and watching on Facebook last night as I was making a presentation in San Joaquin Valley. And, of course, it's all happening in San Joaquin Valley. Absolutely fabulous evening last night. And Aram, thank you very much, and the family. It was really, really neat to see that. And see fellow New Californians, right, trying to put a stop to the socialist state that we live in here and the chaos that it's, well, trying to bring us all to. And by the way, we are sucking down the Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Absolutely. We're almost at the bottom of the first pot. We made it through the first hour with the first pot, and we're going to, well, as soon as the first pot is over with, which will be in the after the next break, trust me, because what's wrong with me? Right, we're asking that question because, you know, it's still blurry out here on the left coast. Now, I know it's just a little after 10 on the right coast. Got to get that right, correct? Got to get that correct, right? Okay. Anyway, so we are looking at a whole bunch of things. Now, in the first hour, I brought up, right out of the chute, I brought up this sheriff, Napa County Sheriff. And, you know, we said, and we were reporting yesterday, because we got it yesterday, that he was an illegal foreign national, the guy who was shot in the car, who shot at the deputy, a sheriff, a county sheriff, a Napa County sheriff. Now, remember, Napa and Sonoma are synonymous. Well, almost. That blurs the borders. There's two different distinct counties. It's all in wine country. All in wine. It's beautiful. I got to tell you. It is beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous up there. You know, you get, all of Northern California is beautiful. In fact, all of California is beautiful. If you like desert, you can go out to the well, except now that the Chinese have ruined precious. I'm an environmentalist. A lot of people don't know that. I am an environmentalist wacko. I mean, back in the day, I was, I'm into global cooling. Yep, that's me. I'm one of those dudes. Global cooling for me, right, Jerry Brown? I'm on board, bro. Save the environment. Save the world. Oh, that was in the 70s. Forgot to tell you about that. But even before that, I was as a biology student and so on in college. I was doing a lot of environmental work, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the outdoors. Enjoyed getting out in all of the California and parts of Colorado and Wyoming. I loved it. Loved it. Still do. I lived in the mountains for years. In the Sierras, 8,000 feet. Well, 7,000 feet, maybe. In the inner zone there. But, you know, it's wonderful. But being an environmentalist wacko in the 1970s is a lot different from being a whacked out human being now because of environmentalism and the whole notion about, you know, global warming. Let's check out how warm it really is right now. Sunspots have disappeared. So, we're now into an 11-year cycle of cooling. Where's global warming? Let's call Al Gore and ask the question, where is global warming today? It's not going to be around for a while. That's just kind of the way the nature of things are. It's the sun that controls most of the temperature on the planet and the rest of the solar system that we're in. Solar meaning sun, get it? The sun is what gives us heat and takes away the heat, basically. So anyway, getting back into this whole thing about whacked out environmentalism. So anyway, that whole area up there is absolutely gorgeous country. And of course, then you got wine country. Plump Jack is one of the wine businesses of Gavin Newsom. That whole area is, of course, dominated by the ultra wealthy, and that's a Gavin Newsom territory. But there's a lot of conservatives, especially in Sonoma County. You know, Sonoma, where you have Santa Rosa, where we had the big burn. Yep, all kinds of space age weapons being used to burn down these people. Yeah, lots coming out about this stuff now. See, this is another thing that's going to be a real black eye. Is we call it disaster capitalism. See, Jerry Brown was all caught up in disaster capitalism, as was, you know, so many of the different benefactors of the disaster capitalistic behavior, such as burn, baby, burn fires and disaster. Fires are disasters, right? Hurricanes are disasters. And there's, you know, everybody and their mother is prepared for the disaster. And it's a business. It's a big business. Because it's what happens after the fire, right? And how you can plunder resources. That's another part of it. Or the hurricane or the flood or the earthquake. Interesting, isn't it? When you start to think about it. But Napa and Sonoma are joining right up to one another. Now, there's always that the thing about, does Sonoma have better wine than Napa? Okay. It's just wherever you go. And Sonoma, by the way, the city of Sonoma, which is beautiful, by the way, has a plaza, a square. And that's where the Bear Flag Rebellion took place. Yeah. So everybody got together, Ida and other folks, and drank, partook. They were partaking. How's that? That's more corrector. I know I'm driving the English teachers nuts, and I love it. Anyway, so they were drinking a lot of wine. They said, hey, bro, don't you bogart that bottle for me. Oh, I'm thinking Kamala Harris. That's a joint. I'm sorry. don't you keep that bottle for me. And, of course, they all got drunk, and they had a rebellion, and one thing led to another, and the garrison in Sonoma surrendered to the Americans, and shocking, California, Bear Flag Rebellion. So it was Declaration of Independence Part 2 that William Ida came out with for the Bear Flag. That was all happened in Sonoma. But here's the thing. Along comes these communist leftists, and they seize control of Northern California. And what do? They create sanctuary counties. Shocking! When they created sanctuary counties, well, that meant people that were not here legally could stay here legally by state. In other words, they passed in California the California Values Act, which said counties do not have to and will not help ICE. Well, guess what? The guy in Napa that the deputy shot and almost killed her? Oh, yeah. An illegal foreign national. Deported several times, but kept nice and safe, tucked in his nice little wherever in Napa County.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, you asked for it. You know, we started off the show, and it's interesting. Yesterday when we were talking about this incident, we identified him as an illegal foreign national. And boy, did I catch some hell from some people. You don't know that. You can't prove it. I'm serious. See, this is, you know, I got the other side out there listening to me, right? And every once in a while I get these just evil, evil. You're evil out there. These evil things. You can't say that. You don't know what you're talking about. And I got several of those yesterday. Because, you know, we had some new Californians in Sonoma in particular. And Napa. We had some. And I'm shout out because I know some of you guys listen to me. Excuse me. The phone's ringing. Who in the heck could this be? Anyway. So these people were complaining about this, that I had outed him as a, and I didn't know that he was an illegal foreign national. I said, really? Well, I did. I knew that. I already got the information on this character. Now, this is what went down yesterday. And we played this yesterday so that you could hear it. Here we go. We're gonna check this out. This is the incident with the officer, Napa County Sheriff officer. She's a woman, courageous woman, comes from a background and family of police officers and so on. This is what went down yesterday. We got it here.
Okay, so you've been to the happiest place on earth.
Look around to make sure.
It's great, right?
But
I bet you
haven't
done this, or that, or been here. I bet you haven't met her.
Yeah, a little commercial going on in the middle of all this. Where'd that come from? Anyway, so Napa County Sheriff. We'll figure out where all this noise is coming from here. No idea where the noise is coming from. You know, they run these little commercials before they do anything. We'll see if we can get it to play properly now. Anyway, because it's a very compelling video, by the way.
Can I look around to make sure?
Here we go.
All right. Wait right there. Don't move, okay?
Napa Sheriff's Deputy Riley Jarecki at a vehicle check late Sunday night. A man is parked on a rural road. She walks to the driver's side, flashlight in hand. You can see her reflection in the glass.
Here we go.
Roll down the window. Roll down the window.
The man delays, then rolls the window down. But without warning, his right hand swings over with a .22 caliber revolver.
Shots fired, shots fired.
It's graphic, it's brutal, it's sudden.
Authorities shared the video and identified the gunman, Javier Hernandez Morales, 43, who had several aliases and a criminal history of arrests in Napa County.
Possession of a concealed loaded firearm, assault on a peace officer, driving under the influence, things of that nature.
There's no indication the young deputy knew any of that as she approached Morales, who, along with the handgun, had a loaded rifle, too.
It's pretty obvious to us that he intended to kill her.
Riley Jarecki was sworn in as a Napa County deputy just 6 months ago.
We're extremely proud of her. She did a great job. Her dad's very proud of her.
The sheriff notes Jarecki's dad is a sergeant with the department and her grandfather retired law enforcement. Before Napa, she spent 6 months with Fairfield Police, then 18 months on the Calistoga Police Force.
Shots fired, shots fired.
On the radio while running for cover and returning fire, the sheriff says Jarecki showed incredible poise.
But when you're in that situation, when you're in a gun battle, you want to win. And she did beautifully. She did what she was trained to do.
At the roadside where it all played out, someone has left a bouquet, presumably for...
Okay, so now, when this came out, and I dug into it, we actually have friends in high places, and we call them, everyone. We call them the cheats, because they're cheats. And we identified them instantly, and I mean, it was identified to us instantly as an illegal foreign national, because I raised the question, is he illegal? Oh, no, he's illegal. And he's had detainers out on him before. Now, this is the headline that popped up, is this second hour arose on Fox News. They got the memo, too. And man who shot at California cop, and now it's sheriff. I want a distinction. Sheriff, we're going to start looking for that in the news. A California sheriff previously deported, a man who shot at California sheriff, previously deported, arrested, but cops wouldn't honor ICE detainer. Feds say. There you go. It's hunting season on cops, guys, and sheriffs. I've been saying that. Rinelle Singh, right? This time, no Ranel Singh. This time, no Corona. When's it going to be the next time we have these illegal foreign nationals killing our cops, right? Our sheriffs, our police officers in California. Because of the California Values Act, right? Sanctuary state status, creating illegal situations. This is a complete constitutional violation, by the way. Sanctuary status, we've said this before. Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. And it also violates Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, keeping us free from domestic violence. Freedom from invasion. So this is what we have now. Immigration officers said yesterday that the shooting and the man's death could have been prevented, but California state law prohibited them from arresting the Mexican citizen with a long rap sheet and multiple deportations. Multiple. Now, this is what I'm getting at, the cover-up here. Oh, we can't be talking about this. We can't be talking about this, right? How many people have to die because of this, right? And we got lucky. And by the way, what about those Venezuelans? They don't have a Second Amendment where we're free to protect ourselves. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said Hernandez Morales has been deported three times before 2011, twice in 2007, and once in 2010. Since then, ICE had issued four separate detainers for him related to various arrests, including suspicion of driving under the influence, battery on a peace officer, and unknown probation violations. Now, I suspect that the way it works down there in Napa, that there was, I don't know. I'm not going to speak for the probation down there. I'm just not going to do that. And I'm not going to speculate either. I don't think they need that. I think they are getting it, the officers in the field, about the sanctuary, this Values Act thing. Now, the sheriff in Sonoma County, that's different. He seems to be loving the whole thing. Now, different officers, different sheriff's departments in the state are embracing these things, which is stupid. How many dead officers are you going to have? Ask Yolo County Sheriff. ICE said detainers were issued in Napa, or to Napa County Jail in 2014, 15, and 16, while Sonoma County Jail received one in 2016. None of the detainers were honored by jail staff. The incident may have been prevented if ICE had been notified about any of the multiple times Hernandez Morales was released from local custody over the last few years, immigration officials said. This is an impactful, scary example of how public safety is affected by laws or policies limiting local law enforcement agencies' abilities to cooperate with ICE. Thank God the officer had some, composure and could shoot straight. Full magazine deployed. Contents deployed. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So it's really very interesting to watch this, because we called yesterday, like right after the show we were calling people. When we broke this, I think it was the third hour yesterday we broke this. We saw this too. They just had released the film and it had come out about this Javier Hernandez Morales. It's interesting to see how this has played out, because we made the call and said, oh yeah, our people, oh yeah, he's several times. Our open speculation was correct. So anyway. The story goes, and what we're talking about is this, if you're just now catching up to speed, no speed bumps for you, but you're just now catching up to speed. Anyway, this Morales guy was pulled over on the side of the road at night, at about 10:30 or something like that, Sunday night, last Sunday night. And one of the country lanes out there in Napa, beautiful, beautiful, God, it's just gorgeous out there. It is. I love it out there. So he's pulled over on the side of the road, and he's just sitting there, and a cop comes up. A cop, see? I did it, too. The sheriff driving around, just doing what sheriffs do in the middle of the night. Driving around and says, uh-oh, excuse me. Let's see what's in this car. So she walks up to the side of the car, the passenger side. Confronts the suspect, Javier Morales, Hernandez Morales, And he's sitting there, and he's got a hoodie on. Hard to see, of course. But she can, you know, see his, when she's shining the light on him, she can see it. So then she walks around to the driver's side, and she's sitting there, starting to ask questions. Asked him to roll down a window, which she had, he hadn't done. So she kind of puts the pressure on him to continue rolling down the windows, which he does. She starts to ask him questions, and all of a sudden, on the right, out of his right hand, he pulls out a gun and starts shooting at her. Now what she does is she gets cover. You know, she backs away from the window. And that's a certain technique, by the way, they approach you, by the way, the officers. I won't say any more than that. Which saved her life, by the way. Riley Jarecki is her name. Napa County Sheriff's Deputy, Riley Jarecki. A deputy sheriff is different from a cop or police man. Jurisdictional issues prevail. Which, we're trying to part this out so you understand the value of the sheriff's department and a duly elected a sheriff. Because that's our push, duly elected sheriffs being sheriffs in their own county. By the way, the double bind for the sheriff here, and I'm going to get to this in a second. I think this is very, very important. They don't have to follow the laws if they don't agree with it, right? They don't. Not in their county, they don't. But the state will make it miserable on them financially. That's what they do. Get it? If you don't play our little game, we take money away from you. Said Jarecki narrowly avoided getting struck before running to the other side of the car and firing at least 15 shots into the red Honda. Wow, I didn't know that. At least 15 shots. I think she unloaded. He died at the scene. Let's get into the meat, though, because I was talking about how this story evolved. That breaks out yesterday. This is ABC News in the area. I'll have to we'll go check that and see how that story is, because I'm sure they got a story on it, and we'll play it. Says Immigration and Customs officials said Hernandez Morales had been deported 3 times before. Okay, now, what's a comment as the story developed yesterday after we were reporting it and saw it? Okay, who's blaming who, what, where, and how? What? Says the statement added, ICE is grateful the deputy involved in the shooting was not harmed during the attack. And they go on to castigate, of course, the inflexible state laws that protect them. It was signed, California Sanctuary State Law was signed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2017 and largely prohibits local enforcement from keeping illegal immigrants in custody at the request of federal immigration officials. Napa County supervisors told ABC News yesterday, which broke the news that the county has been following state law since 2017. Now, broke the news that he's an illegal foreign national, which is what we said he was yesterday, or at least our open speculation was, and was confirmed yesterday. Compliant, this is a quote from them, compliance with state law is what Napa County will, in fact, follow through upon, whether there are changes in the future that change things, but as of right now, we do need to comply with state law, and that is what our policy reflects, Napa County Supervisor Baila Ramos told ABC News. Henry Wolford, a sheriff spokesman, told the San Francisco Chronicle that the department was alerted by immigration officials to Hernandez Morales' status prior to ICE issuing a press release on Thursday. We're not talking about that information because that's an ICE issue, he said. We know our role has always been sticking with the role in the community. The sheriff, apparently, in that community, nor do the people in the community understand that the sheriff has the power to ignore state law and declare it unconstitutional and throw it into the courts. But the sheriff doesn't understand their own power. That's the point. Officials said Morales worked as a farm laborer in the area and had prior arrests for DUI of resisting arrest and possession of a firearm. There was a warrant for his arrest at the time of the shooting. The sheriff's department said Jarecki, who had been placed on administrative leave, was sworn in as a Napa County sheriff 6 months ago. So this is the deal. None of these people are concerned in Napa about the safety of their community. Because clearly this sanctuary state is state law, county law, or it's this state law, and telling the county sheriffs they cannot comply, the California Values Act, is unconstitutional. And you need a sheriff to step up and say, look, we're not going to comply with that. Our deputies, our people are going to be kept safe. And when we have a bad actor and we know there's a detainer, boom, they're gone. The sheriff can do that. You know, it's interesting. Up in Washington, you have sheriffs up there that have declared that certain gun laws that were passed recently by the ultra-leftist legislature up there and signed by the governor are unconstitutional, and they're not enforcing them. They said, we're not enforcing these laws. They're unconstitutional. And we as sheriffs, we're sticking together. And that's what they should do. I mean, you never know that one of these people might shoot and kill one of your very high-valued personalities up there. Maybe a wine grower that maybe Gavin Newsom knows. You know, Plump Jack. Something to think about, people. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. We have some big announcements coming up about our constitutional convention number 4. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Do the en français. Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui. Anyway, yeah, this whole thing about the ICE detainer in California. Oh, here we go. I'm going to check out what they have, Napa County Channel 7 News might have to say about this. I think, you know, I just can't not say something about this. Watch live. Now, are they going to show this again? Let's see. Javier Hernandez, previous local red dragon, battery upon a peace officer, and weapons charges. This is something that was going on there. Their article says, this is KGO, ICE is reporting new details about the armed suspect who was shot and killed by Napa County Sheriff's deputy early this week. Javier Morales was a Mexican national unlawfully present in the United States who had been previously removed 3 times. This is a quote now from the report. ICE said in a statement on Thursday. Says in addition, let's see if they got a report going on here. I don't know if they have a report. They got a Jack in the Box commercial though. Yeah. Okay. Listen, they're not a sponsor of the show. I gave them a freebie. I'm not saying where has Jack been? Really? Have we seen Jack in the Box lately? Here we go.
About this suspect. We wanted to know more about him. Today, the twist. It turns out he was an undocumented citizen of Mexico. Let's begin with the shooting file from yesterday.
The flag does not fly at half staff outside the Napa County Sheriff's Department. They're grateful for that, having seen this body cam video from Deputy Riley Jarecki Sunday night.
Shots fired, shots fired.
The bullet missed. Seconds later, the deputy emptied her magazine into the car, killing suspect Javier Hernandez Morales. Today, Immigration and Customs Enforcement revealed that suspect Hernandez Morales had been an undocumented Mexican national with previous records of local crimes, including driving under the influence, battery on a police officer, selling liquor to a minor, and probation violations. They had already removed him from the country twice, in 2007 and 2010. Quoting ICE, ICE issued 3 detainers to Napa County Jail, 1 each in 2014, 2015, and 2016, none of which were honored. ICE issued a detainer to Sonoma County Jail in 2016, which was not honored. Late this afternoon, county supervisors defended their actions and policies.
This gentleman had multiple aliases, which is part of the complication in the situation. We need to make sure we have all the facts to make sure we have...
This is pathetic. Alfredo Pedroza, Napa County Supervisor. Now, I want to go back to something here. Before the California Values Act, 2017. Get it? We're going to go back to this little part in the article. Listen carefully.
Moved him from the country twice, in 2007 and 2010. Quoting ICE, ICE issued 3 detainers to Napa County Jail,
ICE deported him on 2 occasions, 2007 and 2010. This is the telling thing. Napa County Jail. They were issued ICE detainers on this guy three times. 2014, 2015, and 2016. Now, the salient point to that is this. The California Values Act was not enacted until 2017. Huh? So, before this, they were ignoring ICE detainers. That's my point. They were ignoring ICE detainers in Napa County all along. Hey, we don't need no stinking laws to ignore the feds, right? Just ignore the detainer. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, the tinfoil hat is clearly ensconced on my head.
Each in 2014, 2015, and 2016, none of which were honored. ICE issued a detainer to Sonoma County Jail in 2016, which was not honored.
Ah, Sonoma gets it in 2016, which was not honored.
Late this afternoon, county supervisors defended their...
Well, here you have the county supervisors all lined up in front of Napa County Hall of Justice, they call it.
Actions and policies.
This gentleman had multiple aliases, which is part of the complication.
Oh, he's got multiple aliases. This is Alfredo Pedroza. Now he's making excuses as to why. Here are the excuses.
In the situation, we need to make sure we have all the facts to make sure we have policy that reflects the safety of our community.
Right. We'll just release these guys even before the California Values Act is enacted. That's what they've been doing there. They've been protecting these people all along. I know they're sitting and going, well, they're the workers in the field. We need them.
The supervisors say that by 2017, the county followed state law, that in fact, they had notified ICE about Hernandez Morales getting out of the jail in 2010.
In 2010. Now, in 2010... In 27, Governor Jerry Brown was not governor of California. But after 2011, January, he was. All during the time periods in which these detainers were issued and never followed up on. And then they come up with the Values Act. Interesting, isn't it? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we are back for a short moment doing the cleanup business. What is very, very clear to me, and I think painfully clear to everybody else, is that this there were things going on to set up legal precedents, which made it easier to pass the California Values Act to the rest of the state. There were tests that were being done in other counties that were more affable, I guess you could say, more amenable to setting legal precedent, which would justify a law being passed in the California legislature. Looks like Napa and Sonoma counties were targets for that. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? That's the way they do it. We've been having this issue going on in Napa, and they don't cooperate with ICE, so why should the rest of the counties of the state? We'll just pass the Values Act. Anyway, so much for that. New California State will not have that issue. No. We will not have that issue. They'll comply. Because you see, there is an invasion going on, like it or not, at the southern border. That's what this is all about. And now we've got all these things going on in Venezuela. Russia saying they're going to step in. What's going to happen in the next 6 months as California, well, blows up? I mean, literally. Financially, where's it all going? Well, I can tell you where it's all going. It's all going to New California. People are clamoring to become a part of New California. We really do appreciate that. Okay, so anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to push the whole thing on Sundays, starting at about 1 o'clock Pacific time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern time. We get into the Sunday Slam thing. This all started out in Albany, New York with a bunch of people emailing and stuff. And so, and I noticed it was like, what 4 o'clock? What's going on in upstate New York? By the way, we did have new New Yorkers listening and watching on our Facebook last night, the broadcast of me in San Joaquin County. San Joaquin! Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things going on. We're going to be making an announcement maybe in the next hour about where and when the next New California State Constitutional Convention will convene. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.